All right, guys, welcome to the Real Man Talk Show. We are here standing up for the real men of Christ, the guys that just try their best to live righteous. I'm coming to you from Poinciana, Florida, way down south. And my partner, Frank Ski's up in Orlando. What's up, Frank?
Hey, how's it going?
How are you, man? How's your week been?
Doing good, doing good.
Awesome.
Honey-do list.
Yeah, me too. Me too, for sure. I got to go out in the yard after this, man. I got a lot of work to do. And then we also have special guests, recurring guests, always just gracious with this time to be with us. Harvest Olivares. Is that right?
Ovalis. Close.
Ovalis. I always mess up. Yeah. Well, I'm not calling you Jarvis, so Ovalis.
Hey, one out of two isn't bad. I'll take it.
Thank you so much for joining us, Harvest. We really appreciate it, man. Your information is always a blessing. So we're going to talk this week. We're going to talk a little pandemic, but we're going to talk about your finances during the pandemic, some tips and some stories and things that are going on. So, you know, ask Frank, who should we have on this week? And he said, well, Harvest has been helping a lot of people, man. So you're the man that we are coming to, man. So what kind of things, what kind of impact, first of all, are you seeing in some of the people that come to you? Because I know the economic impact of this pandemic has been rough on a lot of people.
Well, for one thing, one of the areas, the one major area that I see that people lack when it comes to finances is education. Mm-hmm. You know, we go through school and we're told, go to school, get good grades, go to college, and that'll equate to getting your dream job and live your dream life. And
Right. Most
people find that's just not the case. Mm-hmm. And one of the areas that is not being taught in school, even in finance degrees, is the area of how money works. Mm-hmm. So what I found during this pandemic is one of the major areas that I teach people is to have what's called an emergency account. Mm-hmm. And I teach people that they need to be putting money aside and pay themselves, not looking at it as a bill, to save up to 3 months of their income. And I've had a lot of clients do that. Now, it takes time to do that, but I've been doing this for about 4 years. Mm-hmm. and going into my fifth year now. And during this pandemic, I had several clients text me and thank me for teaching them that because a couple of them got laid off. And when they got laid off, they didn't miss a beat financially because they had 3 months of their income saved up.
Wow.
We don't
That's awesome.
That. When we don't put that aside, mm-hmm. You know, we're not prepared for what's going to happen.
Right. That's crazy, man. So, and this thing came out of nowhere. And I'm saying to Frank and, you know, talking to friends and stuff, this is definitely a biblical event for sure. God's got his hands on this. What are some other things that people, how can they take advantage of this extra time that they have? Maybe doing research on financial strategies or something like that. Since, you know, we're just really, a lot of us are sitting around. How can we take advantage of this time to maybe educate ourselves on things that we can do with our money in the future?
That's such an excellent question. You know, education can provide an income, but self-education can provide wealth. Mm-hmm. And I believe this is a great time, rather than just sitting around watching TV all day, when you could actually begin to self-educate yourself and pick up books like Think and Grow Rich, mm-hmm. or the Cash Flow Quadrant, or Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, mm-hmm. and learn from people that are teaching on how money works. They're going outside of the normal, indoctrinated educational system, which mm-hmm. I'm a product of. I went to 4 different colleges, so mm-hmm. I'm not against school. Mm-hmm. I just don't like what it's turned into. And you have people that want to earn extra income, so they think in their mind, I need to get another degree.
Right.
And so they go out and they get themselves another degree, mm-hmm. and then they make more money. But then when you subtract this giant student loan that they have, they're still back to square one.
Right.
That's true. So entrepreneurship is mm-hmm. really where it's at. You're going to find the people that have the greatest levels of wealth are people that actually were college dropouts. Self-education is really, really huge.
So Frank, what are your thoughts on this stuff?
Yeah, like I said, that's why I wanted Harvest to come on, because it is an important topic, especially at this time. And not only, I see it, you know, I speak to him because I know he dives into really three main core values when it comes to money or finances and stuff like that. And I'm part of one of them now too, and learning a lot as well. And that is to protect, to secure, and to grow. Mm-hmm. So, and I believe one of the most important things, especially that Harvest does with people and us as well, is that is insurance. Mm-hmm. Because I think each and every one of us on here knows somebody or a family member or a friend or have heard of somebody that we know that has passed away during this pandemic. Mm-hmm. And what are those families going through now? What was left for that family during the hardest time as it is already, now to have the loss of a loved one, maybe the breadwinner of the family, and where are you at now? Did you protect yourself? Because even before you start saving, even before you start investing, even mm-hmm. before your money starts to grow, if something was to happen to you tomorrow, is your family protected, whether a wife or a husband?
Mm-hmm. I like the dogs in the background. Is that a sound effect? that's just COVID-19 life, right?
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. So what are some of the things or options that we can do with our money during the pandemic? Say we're just getting our plans set up, we still have income coming in. What are some good tips to get us started on the right path right now?
Well, number one, pay yourself first.
Okay.
Most people, when they get paid, they pay bills. Mm-hmm. That's why most people are stuck in a rat race. When I was a kid, my father bought me hamsters, and we got this nice wheel, and the hamster would get in the wheel, would run really, really, really fast, but wouldn't get anywhere. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's like to live. That's really what it means to be living in a rat race. 8 out of 10 Americans are living paycheck to paycheck because when they get paid, they're paying their bills, and then whatever was left over, they just go and spend it. And you need to start thinking differently because the rich understand that you need to pay yourself first. I'm not saying mm-hmm. don't pay your bills. I'm saying make yourself a priority over these people that you owe money to. And so by paying yourself first, open up an investment. Put money aside into an emergency account. I would recommend a money market mm-hmm. because you don't have an ATM card. You don't the temptation of just getting it when you wait for a real emergency, then it's actually available to you. It's called liquid. It's available to you without any fees or any penalties. Okay. So that would be the one thing, set up an emergency account and a money market account and start with a goal of $500 mm-hmm. to $1,000, but you're to begin with, but you should aim at having about 3 months of your income.
Okay.
In this pandemic, like I said, my clients that have actually done that have fared very, very well.
Okay.
Second, if you have a retirement account, you know, you have a lot of people that have investments. And one of the things that people do because of lack of education, again, mm-hmm. is they invest with their emotions. They mm-hmm. don't invest with their mind.
Right.
And so when the stock market is dropping, oh my God, I'm losing all this money.
Yeah.
They stop investing or they pull their money out. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you how the rich think. Warren Buffett, for example, when everyone else is selling, he's buying.
Right. Yeah. Everyone else is buying stocks, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you have to look at it. Not that you're losing money. You got to look mm-hmm. at it by continuing to invest. You're getting the same funds on sale.
So I saw a meme. It said, "Poor folks are buying toilet paper. Rich folks are buying stocks."
Yeah. Exactly. Now, I'm not a giant proponent of stocks. I do like mutual funds better. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because they provide more diversification, so it's safer.
Okay.
You know, for example, when I grew up, the big store in New York City that we used to always go to was Woolworth. Mm-hmm. And if I had stock in Woolworth, I would have made some pretty good money. But then this company came along called Walmart that put the nail in the coffin and killed Woolworth. And if I had owned stock in Woolworth, I would have lost all my money.
Right.
So I do own stocks mm-hmm. in two different companies, but mm-hmm. I really prefer mutual funds because diversification.
It spreads it out for you.
It does.
So what kind of money, like for example, you said a money market, what would it take? Like what's a typical amount you would need to start a money market fund if you're just beginning?
It depends on what company you go to. There are certain firms that if you're not a certified investor, and a mm-hmm. certified investor means you have $250,000 in liquid cash, mm-hmm. they won't even really bother with you. Mm. But for example, the firm that I'm with is mm-hmm. actually is really focused more toward middle class, and we could actually open one up for $25.
Wow.
Which I like it because I grew up in the projects, mm-hmm. and you know, people have this misnomer of projects is full of drugs and violence, and there was some of that, you know. Yeah. If you're not involved in it, you know, you'll see some of it, but you're not going to be experienced too much. But I grew up in a pretty bad area, but there was a lot of good, hardworking people that if had they had the education, had they had the opportunity, had they had someone that can come to them and open and actually cater towards hardworking middle class Americans, mm-hmm. they would have done a whole lot better than they did.
Right, right. And it's funny. I mean, I hate to use this analogy. Like, they talk a lot about people that do criminal activity, drug dealers, or do things underneath the law. They are actually excellent businessmen mm-hmm. that haven't had the opportunity to really go do things on the straight and narrow. They know how to market, they know how to sell, and they know mm-hmm. how to do their thing. It's amazing. I do want to say at this point, and we haven't really acknowledged this, that we know there are a lot of people out there that are really, really hurting, financially hurting, lost their jobs. I saw someone on 60 Minutes over the weekend. She was talking about how she was struggling, and the guy asked, well, at what point will you be broke? Because her husband had a job that wasn't really well paying, and she had been laid off, and she broke down and cried, and she said, now. She said, we are tapped right now. Also, we've had a lot of people that have lost loved ones. I mean, I'm from the New York, New Jersey area, and the numbers are staggering of the people that have been impacted by that. So we just like to send out our condolences, our prayers to everyone that's struggling out there. We do want to offer some hope and some direction to some ways that you can go once you start getting back on your feet. Yeah. What are some suggestions? Oh, go ahead, Frank.
No, what I've seen a lot of too, and what I'm hearing a lot of, especially even at my job right now, people that did get laid off or are looking for other options, mm-hmm. they're very confused. They don't know. They're not educated, like what Harvard said, mm-hmm. about, you know, what do I do now with this 401k, this lump of money that I have sitting here?
Right.
And if they do not know what to do, they don't get no direction on where to move that money to, mm-hmm. They are going to take a big hit and lose a big chunk of the money that they worked all, you know, many mm-hmm. years for. Mm-hmm. And Harvest, if you could just go over that a little bit about what you have seen and, you know, maybe some direction that you would give people with that.
Sure. Well, first of all, like Frank said, it's your hard-earned money. And what happens is any investment that you have right now, I recommend that you try your best not to touch it. Mm-hmm. However, if you have an investment inside of a retirement account, then you fall under IRS regulations. And so what's going to happen is whether it's a 401k or a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA, if you touch those accounts, then you're going to lose one third of your money. It's a 10% penalty and 20% taxes.
Right.
And that's provided that your tax bracket is that much. If you're at a higher tax bracket, you know, 22-25% tax or 24% tax bracket, mm-hmm. they're going to take 20% up front plus 10% penalty, and then they're going to come after you for the 2 or 5% that you're missing.
Yep.
So it's a huge loss. It's a mm-hmm. huge loss. And so I recommend that you do whatever you can not to touch it. That's the reason why whenever I set up retirement accounts or investments for people, I also mm-hmm. have them set up an emergency account, because life happens. And it needs to be, you know, you need to have something that's liquid. And so very, very important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here's the thing, you know, this is, the Bible says that King Solomon, you know, I see a lot of memes being passed around on social media. Mm-hmm. And you have memes, you know, from Bezos or Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or was it Richard Branson. Mm-hmm. And people listen to them because they're billionaires.
Right.
And they represent success. Mm-hmm. But what a lot of people don't understand is that King Solomon was a trillionaire. He was worth over $3 trillion.
Wow.
His worth was equivalent to earning $100,000 a second.
Wow.
Every second for an entire year.
Wow.
And so when he speaks about finances, it really would behoove us to pay attention. Mm-hmm. And so when people say, oh, I wish, you know, if God could just help me, and God has, he's given us his word. Mm-hmm. The problem is we have not been teaching it in the churches, and we need to teach it in churches, and we need to teach it outside the churches as well. But he says in Ecclesiastes 11:2, he says, invest in 7 ventures, yet in 8, because you don't know what disaster may come upon the land. And when I look at COVID-19, that's been a disastrous thing, not only physically, as it's taken lives, it's gotten people sick, but obviously economically, as it's shut down the whole nation.
Right.
And so had we been teaching that about multiple streams of income, because if my only source of income is my job, and that's it, I don't have control over my job.
Right.
And then there goes the sustenance. But if I have multiple streams of income, then if something happens to my job, then my family is not in danger.
Right.
Like Frank was talking earlier about protecting your income.
Right.
And so we need to teach these things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to take a break. We will be right back. This is the Real Man Talk Show.
Love the classic movies? Well, 24 Flicks has you covered. You can watch some of your favorite movies and TV shows you've known and loved. Watch anytime and anywhere and as many times as you want. Simply go to 24flicks.com and start watching now. 24 Flicks is your home for unlimited family-friendly on-demand videos.
We're back. This is the Real Man Talk Show. We are here with Harvest Olivares, and we are talking finances during the pandemic, some good ideas of things and advice of things you can do with your money to prepare you for the next emergency and maybe get you started in preparedness for that. So, Harvest, we were talking about 7 streams of income, the wisdom of King Solomon. What are a couple of ideas of ways that people can get started maybe with alternative streams of income?
Well, definitely to start up a job. I mean, not start up a job, start up a business. You could think of different things people you could do. Some people do Uber. Some people can mow lawns. Some people, if they have a clean record, could actually get involved in financial services. There's a huge need for that. Only 2% of the market has been penetrated in that area.
Wow.
The average financial advisor is in his early 60s.
Wow.
So that's a field, and yet the growth is $24 trillion are sitting, rotting away, I should say, in savings accounts earning 0.06% interest, while inflation is 3%. So people keep their money in banks because it's insured and it's safe. And the only thing that's insured is that it's insured to lose purchasing power. And so the banks take our money and they invest it in the global economy. And they're not worried about surety.
Right.
They're worried about it making money. And so because we just follow the masses. When I was a kid, my mother would say, you know, stay out of debt and save your money.
Right.
Where do most people save their money? In banks. And 65% of all the world's wealth is in banks and insurance companies. But we only idolize singers, musicians, athletes, and
actors.
But they're only, that's only 0.1% of the population.
Right.
The majority of people, the majority of the wealth is in banks and insurance companies. I've been to all 50 states, and the name on top of all the tall buildings of every city I go to is banks.
Yeah, just go to downtown Orlando. That's
downtown Orlando.
For sure, for sure.
That's where the money is at.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, everyone got their stimulus check. What are some wise investments or things to do with your stimulus check? I know people have to eat, they got bills to pay, but if they have that space to maybe use some of that for an investment, what are some good ideas?
Oh, that's an excellent question. Again, it's really a change of a mindset. A lot of people, they'll get these stimulus checks and right away they're gonna spend it all. Oh, I need this now. And yeah, there's some needs that need to be dealt with immediately. That's what the purpose of the stimulus check is.
Right.
But if you begin to think differently, okay, and begin to think like the rich do, okay, and the rich think, I'm going to pay myself first. I'm not going to pay bills first. I'm going to pay myself first.
Right.
They can take a portion of that stimulus check, and what they could do is they could think generationally. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:22 that a good man, and this is a men's talk show, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children.
Amen.
So one of the things they could do is take maybe a portion of that and open up an emergency account. Okay. And that would be in a money market account. That's what I would recommend, money market account. Second, you know, who knows where this pandemic will be going,
right,
whether it's going to fizz out, whether they actually have a cure. There's different, you know, depending upon what media source you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been people that have died. And so how about thinking about James 1:27 says pure religion before God is to care for the orphans and the widows.
Mm.
And, you know, you can't do that reactively, you know, once you're gone, but you can do it preemptively. Get mm-hmm. yourself a good life insurance policy, a term right. insurance, which is very inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
Term insurance policy that will protect your income so that if something were to happen to you, then your income could still keep coming into your household, taking care mm-hmm. of your family.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't think about that. They see right. life insurance as just a bill. Oh, I don't want to think about death. But here's one thing King Solomon said in Ecclesiastes. He said, there's a time to live and there's a time to die.
Right.
But he didn't write my date in the Bible. So I don't mm-hmm. know when I'm going to go.
Right.
And so I want to prepare myself. If something happens to me, my family's going to mourn my loss. But there's always two deaths that happen when someone mm-hmm. passes. It's the physical death, which causes emotional trauma. But then there's the financial death because now the breadwinner's gone. And so us men need to man up mm-hmm. and protect our income. And I recommend having 10 times your income. I know when I was in the fire department, we had life insurance for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then for an extra $22, we would get four times our income.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was the catch me out.
Yeah.
But when I retired, guess what didn't come with me? So never mm-hmm. rely on insurance. Unless you can't qualify for insurance, never rely on insurance at mm-hmm. a job.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have your own policy that you own apart from wherever you're working at.
Wow. Wow. What do you think, Frank?
It's really good. Right on point.
And yeah.
There are some, because if you don't do it now, and what people would look at this, and I want to talk to the young men out there
mm-hmm.
that are watching this, because they will look at it and sometimes they're like, oh, that's not for me, because they think insurance, they think investment, they think old. They think, mm-hmm. When I get in my 30s, when I get in my 40s, the best time to start. My son just sat down at 18 years old with Harvest and opened his own. It was an IRA or what?
Roth IRA.
Roth IRA. He opened with Harvest because he is being instilled the importance of starting now.
Yes.
Life insurance is cheaper, not as you get older, but if you start now as a young person, when you're healthy, because you don't know what the future is going to bring. You don't know what's going to happen to you next week or next year. But mm-hmm. if you get it now, it's not going to go up because you are already grafted in.
Right.
That now is the time to start that stuff. So when you hit 40, when you hit 50, if me and Harvest would have known what we known back then and implemented it, man, we'd be doing the show on a much better set because me and Harvest would pay for it.
Right.
But you know what it is? It's just they need to say that and start now.
Right.
Because that is the most crucial time.
Right.
Like Harvest says, to be, you know, to do it preact, not waiting for when something happens.
Right. And it's a dangerous time too, because you know, The Last Dance when Michael Jordan is out and everybody's running out. All the young cats are running out grabbing Jordans now. I heard the last one is like selling like hotcakes, man.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
What the heck?
Yeah. And if they look about it too, because mm-hmm. one thing that Harvest would do and we do is just to sit down with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cost you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down. Well, I know with us, but with other people, but it doesn't cost you anything to sit down
mm-hmm.
and to just get a map. When you're driving somewhere and you don't know where you're going, you use your GPS
mm-hmm.
and you're relying on that GPS to get you there. Why right. don't you sit down with somebody who could sit down and show you these things? And it's amazing. I've sat down with Harvest and to just watch people think, man, I don't have any extra money to do this. I'm at wit's end. And by the end of a little sit down with them, Joe's showing them a little strategy with their finances,
mm-hmm.
how we freed up some money for them to start taking advantage of this now. You know, not I have to get everything together and pay everything off first. That's the wrong mentality. Let's right. sit down now and see how I can start so I don't continue to get into this later on. And so, I mean, that is so important. You know, just try to schedule yourself to sit down, educate yourself, have somebody sit down with you. It doesn't cost you anything to be sat down with, get educated, and maybe put you in the right direction.
I'd like to give a shout out to actually a football player. And I know he was talking to other football players. This was last season. It was Marshawn Lynch. And he said two things, and people actually, they made fun of him. One was check your mental, which, of course, for all of us, it's very important. But he said, check your chickens, which means your money. But they laughed at him because he said that. But he, who never says anything, notorious for saying in press conferences, I'm being paid to be here, so I'm sitting here. And that was his answer to every question that came to him. So what do you think of the game? I'm being paid to sit here, so I'm sitting here. But he came out and he said, all you young players out there, you know, this isn't going to last forever. Be sure to check your mental. Check your chickens. So shout out to him for giving out actually some decent financial advice to players besides himself and going, stepping out of himself on that. So on that note, I'd like to get some final words of advice from you, Harvest, and also from you, Frank, on where people should go, get some information, educate themselves, maybe some first steps they can take to getting some financial health and what's going on right now.
You want me to go first or Frank?
You can go first.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so I definitely recommend that you sit down with a financial advisor. I offer my services to put down a financial game plan for free. I really see it as, for me, it's a marketplace ministry. I don't get paid much with middle-class Americans. I get paid more on with wealthier clients, but I provide this service free because I know where I came from. I grew up in the projects in the Bronx, and I want to see people, especially, although I'll see anyone, but especially people in minority districts, really get ahead. They're hardworking people out there that don't know this information that the rich know, because they can afford to hire a financial advisor that charges between $800 and $1,200 to put together a financial game plan. And so they can certainly get a hold of me and I can sit down and help people out. I do presentations at churches. I do presentations at people's homes. They can get together, do a cookout, invite a bunch of family members over. I'm really about helping the community out. In situations like this, there's a lot of people that place themselves in bad situations because they did not have the knowledge. And the Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And the Bible has so much to say concerning finances, way more than prayer, more than faith, more than heaven and hell combined.
Wow.
Why? Because the Lord knows that our life would revolve around the dollars.
So you do Zoom conferences, Zoom meetings that you can't
exactly.
Unless you want to do like a social distancing cookout. I don't know. You got to have a bunch of tables like spread out in the backyard.
Exactly. Right now, 99% of all of my meetings are Zoom. I have a few of my reps that still want to do training live. And so they'll come to the office. But for the most part, everything is Zoom. So you're safe.
Okay. How can someone reach you if they want to do hook up with you and get some training and some of your services?
Sure. My business phone number is 407-725-9750.
Okay. Okay. Frank, any last words?
No, that was really good with Harvest. I would just venture to say that, you know, don't wait on getting started. I have seen the influx. You would think that during a time like this that that money and finance would go down, but actually Harvest has seen the opposite. He has seen an influx right now of people wanting to know, and like he said, that the people that he already prepared for this are grateful that they did that, but there are people who weren't that are still contacting and say, man, I need to get on the ball with this now, because this is something that blindsided everybody and nobody saw it coming. And you never see, I mean, I have many deaths in my family, and majority of them you didn't see coming. Of course, you do have those that were ill, but you didn't see. You don't ever know. So I would just encourage people just to be prepared, you know. And like he said, the wisest man in the book, Solomon, who is also the richest, you know, he's the one that taught on this. And we need to take it to heart. And I'm one. I'm big on tithe for the church, and being a blessing to others. Mm-hmm. And I always say this, God is more concerned about the 90% than he is the 10%. Mm. The 10% is required of us.
Right.
Like, how does that 10% grow? How do you give more to the church? How do you give more to ministries? Mm-hmm. Learning what to do with the 90% that you have in your possession.
Right.
That's good. And that,
of course, sitting down with somebody like Harvest, myself, you know, somebody who knows, and that just to go forth and just use the wisdom that God gave you in your finances. And it will not only be a blessing to you, but it'll be more blessing to your children and your children's children.
Amen. Look at that. Look at that wisdom, man. What a blessing. What a blessing. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Harvest, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Man, I got to set up an emergency fund quick. Man, for real. But thank you guys again. People, this is the Real Men Talk Show. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is available everywhere that podcasts are blasted, blah, 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 blah. We also post this, of course, on YouTube if you're watching, and Facebook. Yeah.
Christian Film Festival.
Oh, yes. Big thing, man. International Christian Film Festival is virtual this year, June 3rd through 6th. Early bird specials are going fast. Please sign up. You're saving 50% off. Unfortunately, we have to charge for different things to cover the cost to set everything up. And we have the International Christian, the ICFF Club, which is a social network similar to Facebook, where everyone can interact and network and different things there, which is amazing. Club at internationalcff.com. Everything for that, internationalcff.com. We are doing a prayer night June 2nd, streaming on Zoom. And we'll have the information on that. And then every morning of the festival, June 3rd through 6th, we do morning prayer, plus films, seminars, and we're going to do a virtual award show at the end of the week. So check it out, internationalcff.com. Dallas Jenkins from The Chosen, Cameron Arnett from Overcomer, both of those people are speaking. Joth Riggs, who's been in TV for 30 years, a director of TV and movies, is going to be doing a directing seminar. Seminars on selling your music, score, how to write a music score, how to do a perfect audition, music-wise and film-wise. Just tons of stuff coming. InternationalCFF.com. As for the Real Men Talk Show, again, we thank you guys for checking us out and listening. Be sure to keep tuning in with us. We stand up for the guys that just try to do it right. It's basically as simple as that. We try to live God's way. Nobody's perfect. We know that, but we try our best. So we'll see you guys next week. Thank you guys for joining us. Peace.